Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is indeed that time. Talk a little fantasy football. We're heading into week five of the NFL season, and joining us right now, as you just heard, on the Buyers Barricades hotline. She joins us each and every week. You can find her on Twitter at TheRealLisaAnn. She is our fantasy football expert and dear friend. Lisa Ann joining us right now on the Triple Threat here on Sports Radio 610. Lisa, how are you?
I'm here. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. We're doing great. I wasn't here last week, Lisa, when you came by and did the segment with Rich and Josh. Did you have a nice visit to Houston?
I did. I missed seeing you, but I was thrilled to know that you were on Parents Weekend. How was it?
It was fantastic. Double Parents Weekend. One in Waco and one in Fort Worth. So it was great. Thank you for asking.
Good.
Yeah, it was awesome. And if you hear any cheering in the background, Lisa, just know, as I'm sure being the sports nut that you are, that the Astros are playing right now. So if you're
This is a great time in sports right now. This is the time you have to watch every game.
It's the best, yeah. So if you hear loud cheering in the background, that's why. The Astros are probably staging a rally. So speaking of Houston sports, big game this Sunday night coming up with the Cowboys and the Texans. I'm putting the over-under at 6.5. The number of leagues that Lisa Ann picked up Kiki QT in this week?
None. I didn't make the move. You know what? I knew he was going to go on the waiver wire. I'm in a lot of leagues with fab bidding, free agent bidding, and I just knew I was going to get outbid, and I like to watch my opponents kind of run out of money as long as I'm at like 3-1 or undefeated. And then week five, week six, I'll go out and make some purchases.
Okay, so what... regardless of you not picking him up, what do you think of him in this Texans offense fantasy-wise?
I think it's going to be interesting now because defenses don't have enough to look at for him, right? So this creates a little bit of more chaos for defenders, which really can open up the other players that you're looking for to get the action like D-Hop.
Lisa, let's start looking at some games and some matchups and some players out there. The Rams at Seattle, we all know what the potential of that Rams offense is. But on the other side, Seattle seems to have a different running back each week as their feature back. Do you trust any of them to start them?
I really don't. You know, I've been playing Chris Carson here and there when I have to. You know, you're facing bye weeks, you're dealing with injuries, you're in a situation where you have to look at Russell Wilson being limited in wide receiver and even tight end targets at this point. So they're going to have to run the ball, which is going to be not so effective against Dallas. So I really wouldn't want to play that run. I mean, I'm sorry, against the Rams. I wouldn't really want to play that run game. But if I had to, it would be Carson.
The Packers, Lisa, massive injuries at wide receiver. Guys who haven't been practicing this week, big names. Banged up quarterback. Their running back situation. I don't know if it's Aaron Jones, who it is. How do you process this Packers offense fantasy-wise this week heading into a game against the Detroit defense that, let's face it, that's a pretty nice defense to have some fantasy guys going against?
Yeah, I agree with you there. You know, I think Devontae is still probably going to go. It's going to be one of these situations where there's so much buildup. You know, Aaron Rodgers likes to do this to us. He fakes us out, and then he goes out there, and he just gets it done. But I do, you know, when I'm looking at the running back situation, I think Aaron Jones is ready for his big week. He had a decent week last week, and this is going to be a good week to play him.
For me, Lisa, and this sounds kind of weird, but the game of the week for me is Jacksonville at Kansas City. And I mean weird from the standpoint of before the season, if you'd said that, people probably would have looked at you a little funny. But it's a great matchup, and it feels like there's a ton of fantasy points to be had in this matchup. However, would you pump the brakes at all on playing your Chiefs skill position players against this Jacksonville defense? I feel like the flip side, whatever Jags you might have, could do well against this Chiefs defense.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is the game I cannot wait to see. And when I look at a player that I'm kind of tempering my expectations, it's Tyreek Hill, because you know he's going to be covered by Jalen Ramsey. But the interesting thing with Tyreek Hill is if he can catch it and break away, no one can catch him with his speed. So it's going to be one of those really reluctant Sunday mornings where I'm like, do I feel good about this? How's this going to play out? But Kansas City is clicking, and so is Jacksonville. So this is going to be interesting to watch how it plays out. I do think it'll be a high-scoring game.
Lisa Ann joining us for her weekly visit. If you want to text in, 713-572-4610. Lisa, James Conner teased everybody in week one with those big numbers that he had in place of Le'Veon Bell, and it's been pretty awful since then, quite honestly. How do you handle that Pittsburgh running back situation with Conner? Is it time to punt on him, especially with Le'Veon Bell set to come back in between week 7 and 8 during the bye?
You know, what I think is happening here is James Conner got in that big work week 1, and it really wore him down. I mean, this is something that we see with young players in the NFL adjusting to how much work this really is. And that first week really got everyone excited that there was potential, and now it's kind of deflating a bit, right? It's coming back down to normal. Lev Bell's going to come back at the perfect time. I say if you have James Conner, you really have to hold him till Lev Bell comes back, because remember, Bell had a slow start when he didn't go to camp last season, and I expect him to have a slow start for the first 2 or 3 games that he returns. So they may be working Conner in there a little bit more than you think, and they may give Conner the red zone targets just to affect the numbers that Lev Bell ends with at the end of the season.
All right, we can sprinkle in a few of these text messages for you, Lisa Ann, like Cam Newton or Kirk Cousins this week.
Man, I have to say Cam Newton, because I think he's going to run one in as well against New York Giants' bad defense.
Yeah, Cousins on the road at Philadelphia, Cam Newton playing against the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan or Drew Brees? Brees on Monday night against the Redskins.
Yeah.
Ryan, I don't know how you can put Matt Ryan on the bench at this point, Lisa.
And here's the thing, Drew Brees is going against a really soft defense in Washington, so there's no need for him to air it out and get Michael Thomas in the end zone 2-3 times, whereas there will be a need for Matt Ryan to be going neck and neck with Ben Roethlisberger, so I would say Matt Ryan for the points.
Yeah, I feel like Atlanta, just see if you agree with me, I feel like Atlanta and Pittsburgh is just empty the chamber, start everybody that's in that game this weekend.
Agreed.
Yeah. So Lisa, Marcus Mariota, he obviously looked good last week against the Philadelphia Eagles. Where are you on Mariota these days? And if you've got him, do you play him?
You know, I think at this point you have to. And up against Buffalo, this could be a good matchup for him as well. But, you know, he surprised us last week. We've had so much concern with this injury that happened week 1. And then he goes out there and gets it done. I really think maybe I wasn't looking at their matchups and the challenges they were faced with, and maybe this is when they're going to start to click. So I say, yeah, you do play Mariota this week.
Where is Baker? I know maybe not this week necessarily, Lisa, because they go against the Baltimore Ravens, who are one of the best pass defenses in the league. But just in general, where do you have Baker Mayfield in your quarterback rankings 2 weeks into his career?
Yeah, he's going to finish a top 10 quarterback, if you ask me, just because he has the potential. Last week was such a great game. Seeing Derek Carr go out there and fight it out in the last 3 minutes, I was so exciting. You know, you see a player that can reel it in and go out there and do the work and accomplish a win that way. And I think Baker Mayfield did everything right, except he did the normal things a rookie quarterback would do, not good time management with the clock, all of those things. Even though Baltimore has a great defense, Cleveland at home, Mayfield playing at home, the excitement for these Browns fans is so real. I think he has some serious potential this week.
Oh, there you go. Lisa Ann, fantasy expert, joining us. We'll pull a few more off the text page here, Rich. 713-572-4610. This must be a Texan fan. Lamar Miller or Will Fuller for flex? These are both guys who are banged up right now, Lisa.
Both banged up guys, but you know, I'd rather see you try it for a Will Fuller than Lamar Miller against Dallas's tough run D.
We have a listener that's got both Philip Rivers and Drew Brees. Rivers at home for the Raiders or Brees at home on Monday night for the Skins?
Oh, those are such great choices because they're both weak matchups, right? But I think Philip Rivers has the chance to go up there and put up one or two more touchdowns against Oakland by need, whereas New Orleans can just kind of lay back and rely on Alvin Kamara. So I'm going to go Philip Rivers.
Deshaun Watson versus the Cowboys on Sunday night or Jared Goff versus the Seahawks on Sunday afternoon?
You just have to go Goff right now, the way he's clicking, and it's nothing against Deshaun Watson. I don't think Dallas is going to win this game in any way, shape, or form, but everything that's happening. Oh, go Houston. Yay. This is exciting.
Lisa, that was great. You were cheering along with everybody in the bar.
Yes. Go Astros all day long. This is so exciting.
That's hilarious. Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah, man, everybody's going crazy in here. And Lisa Ann's going crazy. at home. Let's squeeze a few more of these in here, Lisa. Joe Mixon or Lamar Miller? Joe Mixon back this week.
I'm so scared, but I am going to play Joe Mixon. I think they're bringing him back against a great light work matchup in Miami. So I say Joe Mixon. And there's less opportunity for anybody else there, with Gio Bernard just announcing today that he's out.
He is out. Okay, I have not seen that yet today. That's good information. Yeah. So they're going to ride Mixon. Mixon's going to get a bunch of touches in that game. Deion Lewis, Derrick Henry, or Philip Lindsay? This sounds like a backup running back problem, I hope.
It is a backup running back problem. And I'm going to say Philip Lindsay this week against the New York Jets. That's a great matchup for him.
All right, let's get one more in here. And let's see. Goff, Mahomes, or Newton? They need to pick two of them.
Oh, it's a super flex. I love this. One is definitely going to be Goff. And then one is definitely going to be Mahomes.
Okay, Mahomes against the Jags, even though it's against the Jags, huh?
I do, yeah. Yep, okay. Even though it's against the Jags. Remember, he's got Travis Kelce out there. He's got so many weapons.
Yeah.
He'll get it done.
Well, and he's got a bad defense. That may be the thing that helps him the most, is these are going to be games they play and where he's going to have to score in the high 20s and 30s to win these games. Lisa Ann is our fantasy football expert. She joins us every week. She has a great Twitter follow. Give her a follow on Twitter at TheRealLisaAnn. Lisa, great catching up. As always, we will do it again next Friday.
Oh, I'm so excited to see the Astros are up 6-2 right now. I had to check while they were all cheering.
Yeah, 6-2. See, by the time we talk next week, they're going to be on to the ALCS. Book it.
So exciting. So have a great weekend. Enjoy the games this weekend, guys.
All right, thanks,
Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate it. Lisa Ann joining us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.